Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Download that app anywhere you get favorite app stores. Just go to Google Play, go to your Apple App Store, download the Odyssey app. Look for WILK News Radio, favorite it, and you're done. Simple as that. Get us anywhere, anytime. Hook it up to your CarPlay while you're driving. No static, no in or out. The quality is crystal clear. The difference is amazing. You know, I was leaving and listening to it on the FM signal, and then I switched over to the app when I started getting down, you know, past Wilkes-Barre to the Hazleton area, Mountaintop, and switched it over, and it was like that digital crystal clear sound, and listened to it the whole way down, 7 hours. All the shows. Got my news. So, yeah, check it out there. It's free. You can get us anywhere. You have your rewind feature. If you miss something, you can go back. You know, you don't have to say, hey, did you talk about this already? It's all good stuff there. So check it out. So there's a lot going on in the news today. You had the executive order on reducing the cost of prescription drugs for America. Now, this is something that Trump tried to do in his first term, and he was sued by the drug manufacturers. It went to court, and they overturned it, said he couldn't do it. And then part of the Biden Inflation Reduction Act changed some of the laws to now make this possible. That was the change that I was told earlier today that made this possible. And this is a more broader, it's wider, and basically it gives drug companies the amount of time to basically curtail their prices, stop banging the American consumer over the head, sort of like the tariff program with prescription drug prices. Now, yes, drug manufacturers do need to recoup their cost for research and development and everything else. But it appears that the United States is basically shouldering the majority of that burden. And what this executive order says is no more. You're going to spread that around evenly, or we're going to have the FDA change the regulations to force you to do it. So basically, this is putting drug companies on notice that you need to do this. Now, the last time that happened, some drug companies did reduce their costs, their cost to the consumer. For us, they have very high hopes of this. There was a united front with basically everyone in our Health and Human Services, the FDA, and everyone with the president, flanking the president with this. So I would rather see these done through legislation, through codifying it, rather than executive orders. I like the fact that it's a starting point, and it should be a starting point, but all these executive orders that we've seen over the past 3 months, we need Congress to start writing the legislation to codifying those changes, these executive orders, or else they're going to be changed if another party comes into power. It's as simple as that. So I've been posting very regularly on my social media. Today's a good time to codify the president's executive orders. And that's all of them. All of them. Because without that, again, they're not as solid. They're not as long-term as we'd like them to be. I think this is a good starting point. Are the drug companies going to all of a sudden say, oh, we're going to charge you a lot less? Are they going to raise the prices in other countries? I guess we'll see. So I look at this as a positive step forward. It's a wait-and-see attitude. I don't think it's a spike the football moment to saying, hey, he revolutionized the pricing of drugs. Could it be? Yes, absolutely it could be. And I'm being completely honest with you. Is it a good step? Yes, it's a great step. It's a great first step to start this process, to put these drug companies on notice. But as far as a done deal that all of a sudden tomorrow the prices of drugs are going to be cheaper, I don't think this does that. As a matter of fact, the law, the executive order, doesn't say that at all. It's leaving it up to the drug companies to price their drugs at a fairer pace worldwide. A lot of people on the Republican side said, you know, the government's place is not to determine what the cost of products are at all. So you have pushback on the extreme conservative side of this You know, you had Robert F. Kennedy say his family members are huge Bernie Sanders supporters and love this idea. Well, that should give you a little pause on, is this really the direction we want to go in? I don't think drug companies on their own are going to take steps necessary to make things better for your eye, because they look at the United States as a money pit where they make a fortune. And how the government gets involved with them in the past has only increased that appetite. I mean, look at the whole COVID debacle and how much money drug companies got for not only the vaccine, but everything else involved with it, the testing, everything. So this is a good step forward, but it's just that. So I saw a lot of people on the right, conservative media, talking about how great this is. And I know the president, you said this is the greatest executive order ever signed ever. It could be. It could be is the key word there. And I'm being honest with you. It's a great first step. It starts the process. Hopefully it comes through. There will no doubt be lawsuits involved in the future, just like there was the first time he did this. Now, there was some ground gained during his first term in regards to this. And then there were some changes. And through the term of the Biden administration with the Inflation Reduction Act, it molded some legislation in there that made this more possible, again, since it was overturned by the courts the first time. So we'll see where it goes. But that's the honest assessment from what I'm looking at here. It's a great first step. It starts the process. But are drug prices going to be lower tomorrow? Not yet. Not yet. The other issue is the U.S. and China trade agreement. So great news. And the stock markets prove that. Let me see. The stock markets closed up at everything's higher. Dow Jones is up 1,161. The NASDAQ is up 779. Standard & Poor's is up 184. We are only, we're almost for the year, we're up on the Dow Jones for the year, we're up almost 3,000 points. Now, if you look at 6 months and 3 months, you know, we still have some ground, but we've gained more than half of the losses, a lot more than half of the losses. I'd say three quarters of the losses back already. So if this continues, but again, this is a first step. This is not a done deal. It's a pause. And we have to be careful. And one of the criticisms I have of this administration, and there's not when it comes to this, is the amount of celebration that's done for almost there. And there are a couple of things where we are almost at very great places. Almost. But when you tout that this is a done deal, it's sealed, it's good to go, and you're dealing with people like China, you're dealing with people like drug companies who are companies. They're in it to make money, regardless of anything else that's said. You have to take a lot of it with a grain of salt. Now, this is a really good pause. The stock markets today prove that. Everything skyrocketed today. Everything. It's great news. Does China need to come to an agreement? They absolutely do. They are imploding on so many fronts, from their housing to their unemployment to their economy to their trade. They are being crippled. And like I said from the start, if you looked at this holistically, they need our economy. They need our trade as partners. We've become just accustomed to them. Now, will we hurt on certain fronts? Yes, we will. Will things be more expensive on certain fronts? They could be, if it's not solved. But it appears that this is already moving in a solved direction. But a 90-day pause is just that. It improves things for the next 90 days, but is it a long-term fix? No. Will a long-term fix be there? I believe China has to, because once things start to benefit China again, are their populace, is their public going to say, hey, we're not going back to hurting? So you need to make a deal here. Now, the big thing with China is they need to save face. That's always been known in negotiating with China. So everything has moved in a positive direction, But as far as crossing the finish line on a lot of these things, I wish this administration would hold that back. And I wish they would be more measured in their, we're moving in a positive direction. Everything has moved in the direction for the American public, for American manufacturing, for the American trade. We are doing things on multiple fronts that are benefiting you and us as an administration. I would like to see more of that and less of, oh, this is a done deal. You know, this is done. It's great. This is a temporary slash. It's a pause in a right direction that very well may lead to our end game that we always wanted, or this administration. Some of you didn't want it. Some of you wanted pain. Some of you wanted hurt. Some of you wanted this to utterly collapse and fail because, you know, Trump's in the White House. And how moronic is that? How nuts is it to wish for your own country to fail, to wish for people to hurt, to wish for people to be out of work, to wish for people to not do as good as they could be? I mean, listen, if we're all rowing in the same direction, even if we don't agree, it works out better for everybody. And listen, if it doesn't end up in a good place at the end, that's what elections are for. That's why you run candidates, which as of right now, it still doesn't appear that there's anybody in the forefront of the Democratic Party, no matter how much you despise who the administration is now. But everything in the past couple of days, from the release of the last live American hostage by Hamas to a 90-day pause with China headed in the right direction, to this reduction in drug costs for the American public, in policy, not in law, not in done, everything's in a positive direction. And again, being the constructive criticist I am, I just wish this administration would hold back and be more measured in their celebration of these things. All great things, all great accomplishments at this time, moving in the right direction, but far from an end game, far from a done deal. So again, if I had a criticism here, that's it. I just wish it was more measured, but everything's in the direction they said it would go in. This is not a surprise to anyone who's been listening. So we'll see and hope for the best, because it looks like it is headed in that direction. Now, some of you are not going to agree with that, and that's fine. That's why we have difference of opinions. It is 5:22 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.